after 23 years, we decided that that beautiful community space, it was time for a little bit of a facelift and a revitalization of that space. Because we know how many people are utilizing the River Trail, we wanted to make sure that the space could fit this capacity and also the growth that we're expected to see in Cache Valley.
Patrick Kelly, the Director of Education at Stokes and one of UPR's Wild About Utah contributors, says over 80,000 people a year use the Logan River Trail that passes by Stokes Nature Center. The center's new design includes a more open floor plan and a brand new interpretive art installation.
We partnered with a professional scientific illustrator and spent over 2 years developing these giant interpretive panels. So they are absolutely gorgeous. They're 4 feet high by 8 feet long, and we have five of them that all speak towards the resource of Logan Canyon and how we connect to Logan Canyon.
In addition to the panels, which will be a permanent fixture, the renovated Stokes will include an exhibit about the Nature Center's founders, Alice and Alan Stokes, and a rotating exhibit space that will feature collaborative collections with other museums. Starting this August, Stokes will be displaying a traveling Nature All Around Us exhibit in partnership with the Natural History Museum of Utah. Due to the ongoing pandemic, the new space can be visited by making a reservation on Stokes' site. Looking to the future, Stokes will be putting up new interpretive signage along the river trail for anyone walking by to enjoy. And in the meantime, they have their bird feeders out and some exciting springtime guests you can say hello to.
I heard our first hummingbird yesterday when I was up there, so hummingbirds are imminent.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Ellis Julin.